Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. We've got a special guest today. Todd Thomas is here, and he's going to be talking about his book, Tired of Having It But Not Using It, 8 Secrets to Kicking Your It into Gear. We're going to be talking about things like confidence. We're going to be talking about, well, the obvious question, what is it when people say, man, that dude's really got it? What do they mean by it? And how do you get it? And it is something that can help you as you go through your reintegration process and you're coming home from incarceration. I think you're going to enjoy this interview. We'll be right back with Todd right after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, y'all, send me some mail, mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Let me know how you're doing. Well, hey, everybody, and welcome back. My guest today is Todd Thomas. He's got a book called Tired of Having It But Not Using It, 8 Secrets to Kicking Your It into Gear. And let's get started, Tom, by just finding out a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thanks, Rodney. It's great to be on the show, and thanks for having me. Sure, I'm a husband and father of four. I've been a longtime baseball guy. I've been coaching. I played semi-pro baseball back in the 80s in an independent league. I've been coaching and teaching baseball and softball players and hitters for quite some time. And then I kind of transitioned around 2008 to mental performance coaching for all of those athletes, those hitters that I worked with that could get it done in the batting cage but weren't getting it done when they stepped between the white lines. And that turned out to be my real passion, is the mental performance coaching, because what was so satisfying about it was that I found players, again, that could do it in the batting cage or batting cage all-stars, but they were mental train wrecks when they stepped between the white lines. And I was able to turn those players into solid, productive performers.
And that translates into a lot of areas of our life, I would imagine. I know some guitar players that are excellent in their bedroom, but you put them in a band in front of people, it just isn't there. Okay.
Right.
The obvious question is, what is it? When you talk about it, what is it we're talking about?
Well, Wilma Rudolph, she was a famous Olympic sprinter, said, was quoted as saying once that the potential for greatness lives within all of us. And that's kind of the bottom line. It is that potential for greatness. The it, or the it factor, as really my book is, the It Factor Action Guide, and Are You Tired of Having It But Not Using It? And then the secrets to kicking your it in gear. It's that potential that we all have for greater achievement, regardless of what we've accomplished at this point, whether you look at yourself and the whole of what you've done in your life and you think, don't feel like I've done very much. That was me, by the way. My mind is beat me up all the time telling me, oh, you've never really done anything. And I've turned that around, obviously. But whether you think you haven't accomplished much or whether you really have been wildly successful, the bottom line for all of us is we all have that potential for more. Mm-hmm. That it factor.
Well, one of the things you talk about in order to get that is our confidence level. And let's talk about that for a second. What is confidence, and what role does it play in obtaining this it factor?
I think it is the number one thing to achieving, whether it's the baseball player that doesn't get it done between the white lines, or the guitar player, like you mentioned, that doesn't get it done when on stage before an audience while they're terrific in their bedroom. I think confidence is the number one factor. Napoleon Hill wrote in Think and Grow Rich, when you take inventory of all of your mental assets and liabilities, you will discover that your greatest weakness is a lack of self-confidence. And what is confidence? Well, confidence, really, when you think about it, we're all confident about certain things in our life. You're probably very, you and I are both confident, I'm sure, in using a knife and fork to eat a steak, walking up and down a flight of stairs, operating our vehicle. But we weren't always confident about those things. And then there's areas of our lives that we aren't confident. Some people aren't confident about getting up on stage, say, in front of an audience, whether to speak or play guitar. If that's important to them, then they could use a confidence breakthrough. If it's not, if something's not important to you that you're not confident in, like me, I'm not confident in my ability to scuba dive down 100 feet.
Right.
But guess what? That's not important to me, so I don't really care. Mm-hmm. You know? Right. And then the other thing about confidence is there's two definitions of confidence. The confidence is defined as a feeling of certainty or assurance.
Okay.
Or an act of trust or reliance. So you have the feelings of confidence, and then you have the actions of confidence. And what I've believe and what I've taught and what has been so successful for me personally and for all the players that I've worked with and my clients is putting the actions of confidence ahead. Taking the actions of confidence first, and the feelings of confidence will come later.
Okay. And my next question was going to be how to boost the confidence, and you're saying that we kind of fake it to make it, the actions. Give us some examples of things we can do overtly in our behaviors to, you know, with the assumption that the feeling of confidence will follow. What are some overt behaviors that we can start working on to help us do that?
Well, my initial answer to that is very generic, but I'll get more specific.
Okay.
And that is, you have to take action. You know, there's the old story about the three frogs sitting on a lily pad, and one of them decides to jump. How many frogs are left? Well, still three, because the one that decided to jump didn't actually do it. He only mm-hmm. thought, I think I'll jump. You have to take action. And what is that for, say, a person that wants to be better at public speaking or playing on the stage or whatnot? That is taking action in getting, say, a good example, I think, is I see a lot of people. I'm very involved in Toastmasters. Toastmasters is a public speaking and leadership development organization that helps people develop their leadership skills and their public speaking skills. Well, that's one of the reasons why we lack confidence is we lack the skill or we lack experience. So you have to take action into getting up on stage and start building that experience level and start building those skills.
Right.
With coaching and mentorship. And so the overt action is depending on what it is that you're trying to do or that's important to you, but it's taking action in doing that thing, whether it's on a small scale in a small Toastmasters club or and working your way up to speaking before an audience of 5,000 people or 10 mm-hmm. or whatever, and having a mentor. A mentor or a coach that can help you and guide you along the way. And a lot of people, when they talk about mentors, you know, you think a lot of times of just one. Many people have multiple mentors, you mm-hmm. know, about, you know, different areas in their life. Mm-hmm. And so that's another definite overt action, is to get yourself a coach or a mentor to help guide you and encourage you along your way.
Is Toastmasters a good way to do that? And what about, like, Dale Carnegie, is that still around? Is that something you would recommend?
I don't know if Dale Carnegie is still around because I haven't looked into it. My guess is that it is. And if it is, I would highly recommend it. That's one of my favorite books of all time. It's mm-hmm. the How to Win Friends and Influence People by right. Dale Carnegie. It's right. It is one of the greatest books of all time mm-hmm. for anybody to read. And if it, I think all one would need to do is Google probably Dale Carnegie and see if it's out there. My guess is that it is. And I would highly recommend it, should you find it. Toastmasters is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I got involved in Toastmasters a couple of years ago. I've always been a pretty good public speaker. I've been in the radio business for a long time as well, and so I've done national radio shows, and I've emceed beauty pageants and mm-hmm. been before in front of good sized audiences. So that's come natural to me in a lot of ways. But we're still to develop. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I loved about Toastmasters is by getting out there and getting that stage time. And getting out there and speaking and then growing that. And I got in the Toastmasters speaking competition this last fall and won first place all the way up to divisional. Yeah. Yeah, their division level. And it was great fun, but it's a tremendous experience. And I definitely recommend that if it's somebody's wanting to learn public speaking skills and be critiqued on it in an encouraging way. And also leadership skills. It's an incredible leadership organization.
Excellent. Okay. In addition to those things are your book. And one of the things you talk about in your book is you talk about negative thoughts. And I'm assuming that, I haven't read your book, but I'm assuming that you talk about how those negative thoughts are something we need to eliminate. How do we go about doing that? What role do negative thoughts play? How do we get those out of our thinking?
I'm so glad you asked that because that is really one of the, in fact, I consider it the number one costly mistake, if you will, of falling short in the confidence, mastering the confidence game. And that is those negative thoughts. I also call them caustic self-judgments. Huh. And I personally struggled with that big time. Most of my adult life, frankly, I felt like a failure. Up until just about a couple of years ago when I really started, taking the action steps and started writing my book and stuff. I didn't feel like I was good enough. I didn't feel like I was educated enough. I didn't feel like I was talented enough. And those negative thoughts were just in there. And they keep coming back. I'm a positive, really a pretty positive type guy. I've read a lot of positive books, and I believe in optimism and being positive. But have you ever noticed that despite our best efforts to be optimistic and be positive, those negative thoughts still come back?
Sure they do.
And it's just natural. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you or me or anybody that happens to. It simply means that you're normal. That's what the normal mind does. Well, so the negative thoughts, how do we get rid of them? Well, honestly, when you read my book, you're going to see that I'm going to say you don't get rid of them. There's no eliminating them. There's no actually getting rid of them. What we need to do is what I call disconnect from them.
Okay.
Disconnect or defuse from them. Don't let a thought define who you are and how you behave. And so you disconnect from those thoughts, separating yourself from them. In a manner, like I say, I call disconnecting from your thoughts. And I'll give you an example on how to do that. And one of the ways it's worked very well for a lot of my clients is, and not everybody's the same, so not every technique works for everybody. That's why I have dozens and dozens that I'll teach if one doesn't work. But one that has been very successful for many is taking what I call an unhelpful thought. Okay? It doesn't matter whether it's even true or not. I don't even care if you tell me, hey, this thought I have about myself, it's true, Todd. I'll tell them, I don't care whether it's true. The question is it helpful? And they always realize, oh, no, it's not. Okay, so if you take an unhelpful thought and you say to yourself, I notice that I'm having the thought that. I notice that I'm having the thought that. And then whatever that thought is. So, mm-hmm. like for me, back in the day, I noticed that I'm having the thought that I'm not good enough. When I do that, and I do it with some help and some coaching, and that's, of course, what I do, that helps me realize, oh, okay, that thought is only words or pictures. It's nothing more than that. Mm-hmm. And it's not who I am. So that just that little technique in itself helps people to separate. I've had a lot of people tell me they feel relieved and liberated because they realize, oh, okay, I'm not my thoughts. I can let those negative thoughts come and go like passing cars and just not really pay attention to them. I don't try to fight them. I don't try to eliminate them because there is no eliminating them, Rodney. Right. There isn't. I can show you in 5 seconds or less how you cannot eliminate a thought. You want me to do that?
Let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to say a portion of a phrase. It's probably going to be a phrase that you know well, but you may not have even, it hasn't been in the top of your mind in 5, 10, 15, 20, maybe more. I don't know how old you are.
Okay.
And I'm going to say a portion of this phrase, and I want you to complete it. Okay, you ready?
Go.
Mary had a little
lamb.
Okay. So before this moment in time, that phrase, Mary had a little lamb, when was the last time you thought of that phrase?
It's been a while there, Todd.
5 years, 10, 20? You know, let's just say 10 years ago.
Okay.
10 years ago. So that thought was still in there, and you probably would never have even thought about it had I not kind of prompted you.
Right.
But it came to the surface, back to the surface, just like that. And that's the way our negative thoughts are. A lot of times we think we're rid of them, but they're down below the surface. And the moment you fall, the moment you trip up, you fail again, or you reveal a flaw that you have, and we all have them, your mind will pop that thought to the surface and say, see, I told you you weren't good enough. I told you this or that. It works the same way.
Wow. Oh, pretty cool. We talk a lot on this on this podcast about negative thoughts, but what we and how they can lead to negative behaviors. But we don't spend a lot of time talking about how to arrest those thoughts. And that was an excellent example you gave us there. And it was you've given us some specific ways to do that. This idea of disconnecting, I really like it. Another thing you talk about is, and I find this interesting as well, is how when we begin to reach our potential, other people benefit, not just ourselves. And I like that. It's something I hadn't thought of. Tell me how that happens. How do other people benefit when I'm reaching my potential?
What you're describing right there is chapter 10, which is the final chapter of my book. My book, The It Factor Action Guide, and it is chapter 10 called Secret Number 8, Share It. Sharing your it. Sharing is an important thing because I believe that each one of us, you and I, and everyone that will be listening to this, each one of us have people in this world that are meant to hear our voice, our message, our encouragement, our inspiration to them, that motivates them to do the things that they need to do. So here's a good example. I can't tell you how many times this has happened. I'll be working with an athlete, and I'll say something to him or her, and they will look at me like I just said the most amazing thing they ever heard in their life. And meanwhile, I see mom or dad in the background rolling their eyes, saying, I've been telling them that for years. Well, why did they hear it from me and not from mom and dad, who said it over and over and over again? Well, for a couple of reasons. One, I'm considered the expert in their eyes, and therefore their subconscious is kind of open to me, where they've shut down their subconscious to their parents. And they were really meant to hear it from me, I believe. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. And you, and again, people that are listening to this, when you reach down and you start stretching for the limits of your potential, that it factor, you should put it out there, because there's going to be somebody out there that's going to resonate with that. Mm-hmm. See, not everybody will resonate with my message, but some will. Mm-hmm. And the ones that don't, man, I encourage them, keep looking and finding that person or that whoever that resonates with you. But some people will resonate with the message that I have, and those are the ones I'm looking for. Those are the ones I'm out there trying to put my message out so that my message gets to their eyes or their ears, and it inspires them to do the things that they need to do in their life to be significant.
Okay. Well, then how do we find that book? Tell us the title again. I think I might have written this down wrong.
The title? No, you have it right. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I've got Tired of Having It but Not Using It, 8 Secrets to Kicking Your It. And if you could just, Todd Thomas, tell us how to get a hold of that. How do we
sure.
do that?
Yeah, you did have it down right. I call it, and it is also titled The It Factor Action Guide. And when you see the book cover, you'll see a big gold stamped on there that says The It Factor Action Guide.
I see.
So I
got okay.
really, I really call it that more than I do by the question.
Right.
Are
right.
you tired of having it but not using it? Which I came to a point in my life, and I think a lot of people are out there. But to find the book, you go to todd-thomas.com/book. So don't forget the dash. It's todd-thomas.com/book.
Excellent.
And anyone that listens to this, if they'll send me an email through my website, todd@todd-thomas.com, and say they heard it on your show, Rodney, I will knock off $5 from the cover price and ship it to them with free shipping.
Wow. That sounds cool. Okay, so y'all heard it. Check that out, and we'll put a link to it next to the podcast. Todd Thomas, I want to thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today.
Thank you, man. It was awesome.
We're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope.
You gotta be kidding. You work it, Jack in the Box.
Sure do love hearing from you and knowing how you're doing. Mathers Rodney at yahoo.com, MathersRodney at yahoo.com. If you got an idea for a show, let me know about that too. That's MathersRodney at yahoo.com. Today, Todd Thomas, and I want to remind you that if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.